In a 1976 campaign,
if we added up the killed and wounded in Democrat wars in this century, it'd be about 1.6 million Americans, enough to fill the city of Detroit.
That was candidate Robert Dole in the vice presidential debate. The wars he included on that list included World War II. His opponent, Walter Mondale, observed that candidate Dole, quote, richly earned his reputation as a hatchet man tonight. The vice presidential candidate has often played that role in the campaigns. In fact, sending out a surrogate to slash the opposition is a great tradition in American politics. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports now on how that's working this year.
The role of surrogates has become more elaborate, more complex, but the old traditions are still alive. This was Vice President Dick Cheney last week talking about the dangers of electing the wrong man to the White House in a time of terrorism.
It's absolutely essential that 8 weeks from today, on November 2nd, we make the right choice. Because if we make the wrong choice, then the danger is that we'll get hit again.
The president has plenty of surrogates, his parents, his wife, his cabinet, and, of course, Mr. Cheney. Some are on the attack. Others are there to validate the president, to praise his decisions, to attest to his character. Kerry's critics say his message has been muffled. Joe Lockhart, who worked for President Clinton, has come on board to help discipline and deliver the Kerry message. He'll use surrogates because, he says, the candidate's time can only be stretched so far.
Particularly now when we have an explosion of cable news, internet, bloggers, all news radio, everything, you know, there's an amazing news hole now, and surrogates are what we serve up to feed it.
The Kerry campaign has a surrogate desk assigned to broaden the reach of the campaign, deploying experts, local politicians, entertainers. Matt Slutsky and the Kerry staff book dozens of surrogates a day.
It's a 3:20 live interview on CNBC. Secretary Rice would be going up again.
The message might be Medicare, the economy, or the war. The mission is to draw a contrast as relentlessly as possible between Bush and Kerry every day between now and the election. Here's Lockhart again.
We take the view, not surprisingly, that almost everything that comes out of the Bush-Cheney White House is slightly askew from the facts. And it's our job to push them back to their record as hard and as aggressive as we can.
The Clinton campaign used surrogates for that rapid response. Joe Lockhart promises a harder edge for the Kerry campaign. It's not all hardball, however. The VP candidate, John Edwards, goes against the combative tradition. Mike McCurry, who was a Clinton press secretary, joined the Kerry campaign this week.
It's a little out of character for John Edwards to be a mad attack dog, because sunny side up optimism was his real selling point during the primary, so you don't want to tarnish that.
Besides, it's Mike McCurry's view that surrogates are no longer all about attacks.
It's the running mate who does have the assignment of, you know, tearing up the opposition sometimes and making the negative case, but is also very frequently the spouse who provides the credential as to character and personality and warmth. And those are kind of the yin and yang of presidential politics.
When the Kerry campaign wants to turn up the yang, a favorite stand-in is Senator Tom Harkin, whose state of Iowa is critical to a Kerry victory. On Tuesday, the message was Medicare. Harkin sat in a tiny studio near the Capitol talking to TV stations around Iowa.
Yeah, this is Jeff in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I just wanted to open just by just saying that 4 years ago, then-candidate George Bush promised that he was...
Harkin relishes the role of surrogate. People like to know you'll fight back, he says.
Well, I think those of us who are sort of out in the field can be a little bit more pointed in our comments and perhaps take the president more to task for his failings. Yeah, that's true. We can do that.
When the famous Vietnam Swift boat ads came out and the vice president questioned Kerry's fitness to be commander-in-chief, Harkin hit back hard. He bluntly called Cheney, who had 5 draft deferments, a coward.
It seemed to me like Dick Cheney is more than willing to send your kids and my kids and other kids into battle, but he wasn't willing to do it himself. And that's why I thought we had to punch back on that. And maybe Kerry couldn't, but I sure could.
And that brings us full circle. How much does it matter when people who are not the candidate land an occasional blow? Mike McCurry says it is still up to the candidate.
I truly cannot think of a single important campaign in our national life that turned one way or another because what a surrogate said or what a press secretary said, because voters are pretty smart, and they're not voting for press secretaries and surrogates. They're voting for the candidate.
Voters may not vote for all those stand-ins, but the candidates continue to collect them. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.